And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. We have Dr. Filiaggi with us with the Butler Health System. He's a pediatrician. I wanted to talk to him because of something I'm hearing kind of circulating in the news. This is about baby formula and the shortage that other news outlets are reporting. I don't know if it's hitting our area yet. And that's what I wanted to try to talk about. And if it is not, then what does a mom do, especially if she has a newborn, if that were ever to be the case? So, doctor, thank you so much for being on the phone with me for a few minutes. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So let me ask you first, have you had patients or other pediatricians tell you that they've had patients in this area really trying to search for baby formula?
I have not. Again, I work mostly in the hospital, and we have not felt any crunch at the hospital level at this point.
So you have also heard of this story as well, right? I mean, this is kind of making the rounds.
Correct. Correct. We did hear of it.
So let me ask you then, if this were to happen for someone in our area, what would a mom do if she cannot find enough formula?
Well, I think that their first step would be to reach out to their own pediatrician and find out if their pediatrician has any supplies in their office. I think the stores are trying to do a justice to families by limiting the amount of formula that can be purchased at one time. Obviously, that might be a little inconvenient for families who would like to stock up for a month or two at a time. They may have to, you know, just get a few weeks worth at a time. I hope that helps too. But, you know, otherwise they may even have to cross state lines to look for formula in other stores.
What about formula and the shelf life? How long can formula be good for? If somebody's stocking up, is it a smart idea to stock up for something like 6 months? Or should someone just try to get a couple of extra cans or maybe look at a couple of weeks worth of product?
I'm talking about just getting a couple of extra cans of formula. I think that luckily the dry powder formula does have a pretty long shelf life. So it makes it easy to stock up. But again, you know, babies only need formula till they're a year old. So you can only, you know, you only really want to stock up for so much of it because they're not going to need it after they get to that 1 year mark. But the liquid formulas probably have a little bit lower, less shelf life. So I think people need to be reasonable and realize that if they can only store 2 to 3 weeks of formula at a time, that's okay. They just have to remember that and put it on their shopping list in another couple of weeks. Nobody needs to store excessive amounts. We certainly don't need what we had before where everybody was hoarding toilet paper because they were worried that they weren't going to have it for 2 years down the road.
Right, right. Is switching brands of formula okay for an infant? I have two kids. I've said that before many times, but my kids have grown. They're not babies anymore. And so it's been a few years since I had to go through this process. But if I remember correctly, once we found a brand, we stuck with it. Is there any harm to an infant if you switch brands?
Normally, you're right. We do tend to have patients stick to the same brand. But in truth, for the majority of babies that are not needing a special formula for certain medical conditions, brand doesn't matter.
What's in baby formula? How is it made? I'm not really looking for exact ingredients, but we have talked on our station before about breastfeeding and how important that is and how it's not the same as using formula, although people do both, women do both. But what is in the formula that makes it so unique? Because formula is not the same as breastfeeding.
Correct. But it's very similar. Obviously, everybody has heard the breast is best words about breastfeeding. Formula companies always try to, you know, get their formula to be as close to breast milk as possible. But obviously, breast milk has some things in it that we can't quite quantify or even qualify so that we can't replicate them. Formula is very good. Breast milk's very good. They both give the babies the vitamins, minerals, and certainly carbohydrate nutrition that they need to thrive. back to your earlier question when you ask about parents, what can they do? Maybe right now we encourage more new moms to breastfeed so that they don't have to worry about this issue. That could be one way. But going back to your question of what's better, breast milk or formula, I think that's a topic for a large topic for another discussion. They're both very good for life-sustaining nutrition in a baby.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if I remember this correctly, it was no cow's milk and no honey. I mean, there were certain things that you should not feed a newborn. Can you tell me why?
In the event of cow's milk, if you give baby straight cow's milk, it can be okay. The problem is it doesn't have the nutrition and vitamin supplements that the newborn needs, so they'll be deficient. But in other children, the cow's milk, given it to them straight, can be difficult on their gut and can cause some gastrointestinal problems. The most important issue is it won't give them the amount of nutrition they need. But the second reason is it's possible that it could cause some GI distress. The honey, the reason for not giving honey is because of the risk of bacteria in honey that older children and adults can't handle in their gut, but babies, given their immature immune system, can't handle, because the honey is obviously a natural product that's coming from the bees, and certain infections can be introduced in there.
Any other foods in particular that we should stay away from when we're talking about infants?
Generally, remember with infants and formula or breast milk, the issue there is that you could technically feed a baby food, but one, they don't know how to chew it up yet, and we don't want to risk them choking. And they also can't eat enough regular foods because their stomachs are tiny to get the nutrition that they need. That's why we give them the formula, which is basically power-packed liquid. So that's the main issue for feeding a baby. Obviously we try to keep people away from shellfish or other seafood that are babies because they're still developing their immune system. We want to limit their potential for allergy. Eggs, we generally tend not to give babies, and peanut and other nut preparations we generally stay away from.
And let me ask you another question that I heard in these news stories. There was something about diluting, that someone thought diluting might be an option, and the news story was saying no. Don't dilute.
You definitely never want to dilute your formula, because once again, you're trying to give a baby with a tiny little stomach as many nutrients as you can. And if you dilute the formula, you're defeating that purpose.
This is specially formulated formula, so we shouldn't just go out and get something that's liquid for adults, right? I mean, because I know there are plenty of, power drinks out there for adults, but those are constructed a different way.
They are, and they also have a lot of extra supplements energy type boosting chemicals that you certainly don't want to give a baby.
Thank you so much. Any other thoughts that you can share with us, and just making sure that everybody is calm about it? Again, we haven't really heard about it much in this area, but that doesn't mean that somebody in our area is not finding their formula. You mentioned to me before I let you go, you mentioned to me before we started our conversation that we have to remember that this is a very, very small portion of our population, but it's an important population. It's moms,
right,
who have newborns. And I think that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I think it's very important.
Yeah. I think my final message would just be, let's be reasonable. And, if everyone can have 2 to 3 weeks of a formula for these little babies, that's about enough. We don't necessarily need to stockpile 6 months supply. That's all. Be reasonable.
That's good. Very good. All right. Hey, doctor, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us for our extended news at noon. That does it for us for the day. You can always catch our conversations, by the way, on our website at WISR680.com. If you would like to listen to this again, if you feel like you've missed other segments that we've held or we've aired right here on our extended news at noon, go to our website. You're going to pick programs. then Extended News at Noon, and that is where you're going to find our interviews. All right, thanks so much. We'll talk to you on another day with your Extended News at Noon with the Butler Radio Network.